Hello there. My name is Mohani Gamalia, and this is the Bold Speak podcast. And in this episode, we're going to speak about self-esteem. I am sure some of you, if not all of you, at certain points of your lives, you've had this feeling or this sense of self-insufficiency. You have had this thought that you're unworthy. And this is brought by thoughts of inferiority or by a certain kind of inferiority complex that we all humans face at certain points of life, that's caused by feeling inferior, either physically, intellectually, socially, or otherwise. I remember when I was young, I personally had this problem with my height. I am short in stature, not really short, but yeah, short. And I used to have nicknames that people used to call me with regard to my height. And at first, I always wanted to grow taller. But I realized that we can't all be tall. I realized that I have something else that I can use. So I worked on my intellectual, on my social skills, making sure that I can concentrate on my strengths and not focus on something that's not really an issue. Because for me, I came to realize later that height is a non-issue, because we're not judged by our height or by our weight or by how fat or thin we are, but by our character and by what is in our heads. So I tend to focus more on that. So sometimes when people tend to look down on you because of how you are, don't feel bad about it and push yourself to depression and try to change things that are unchangeable. Instead, try and focus on your strengths. Try and focus on what you can do better. If you can change a situation, then you don't have to do something that is impossible for you to please people. And I think one of the most important things that helps people stand out is don't compare yourself with others. Instead, be your own competition. Being your own competition is very important because it sets you at the top of your own game. It doesn't make you be like someone else or force you to be like someone else. Instead, it tries to make sure that at your own speed, at your own pace, with your own abilities, you do with regard to your own set of skills or whatever you have. So that's the first and most important thing. You have to be your own competition. And then you have to believe in yourself. Even if you are your own competition and you don't have self-trust or self-belief, then it's going to be very hard for you to achieve anything. You have to be very confident that you are the best. And no matter what other people say, believe in yourself. Because each and every one of us, as I always keep on saying, is endowed with these seeds of greatness that if we touch upon, then we're going to break the limits and break the sky, and the sky won't be a limit because it's going to be under us. So don't let others belittle you, or don't let others make you feel inferior. Focus on your strength, learn from your weaknesses. Don't let your weaknesses be a determinant of your future or be a determinant of how you feel. Instead, use them as a stepping stone or as a precursor towards the right direction. It's very important. It's very important not to let maybe your position in class or your failures in life be what determines your future or how you feel. I always like this quote. There's a quote that says, "Failure is written in pencil." And it is very important, and it is true, because you always have a chance to change it. See, all those great people in the world, or those great inventors, they always tried. Some of them tried more than 100 times to come up with innovations, and they couldn't have gotten there unless they kept on trying. So don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. It is you who owes yourself the right of being yourself and being happy with yourself. Don't try and be like someone else. You are beautiful the way you are. You look just okay the way you are. So don't waste your time trying to change yourself into something that is not you. Instead, accept the way you are and try and use who you are, your interpersonal skills, to make the world better and to make your life better and the life of the people around you better. So, yeah, you can always be better than anyone else if you just realize who you are. So discover yourself. Yeah. And then again, you also have to avoid toxic people. You have to avoid those people who talk negatively. And I always say that I always put earbuds on negative comments. Unless it's constructive, then you shouldn't take it seriously, because the moment you let it get into your head and get into your heart, it's going to affect how you act. And the moment you let others affect the way you act, then you're giving them the power to control you. But by mastering how to block away negative comments and only internalize the positive aspects that from other people's comments, then it's going to make you grow. Of course, you should accept positive criticism, because that's going to build you into a better person. But you shouldn't allow anyone to belittle you. You have a right of self-dignity. So don't look down upon yourself. Don't stoop too low that others can just trample and walk over you just because you think they are better than you. You also have a self-worth. You have this value that's incomparable to any other person. So don't let yourself down every time you feel like your self-esteem has gone down. Remember, no one can ever make you feel belittled without your own consent. So don't let them do that. Instead, always keep your head high and always be strong, and you will be the best that you have ever wanted to be. Remember, self-esteem can lead to serious mental problems. It can affect how you think, and it can even influence your actions. So if you allow others to belittle you, or if you belittle yourself by thinking that you don't look good enough, then it's going to affect your productivity. Try and discover yourself. Discover your inner self. Discover who you are. And when you discover who you are, then no one is going to look down on you. Be original. Be yourself. And I assure you that you will always stand out. It is okay for once to feel maybe the competition is there. But as I always say, when everyone is outstanding, all you need to do is to stand out. Thank you. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, as I said, and this was Bold Speak Podcast. In case you would like to reach me or to talk to me, please do so on my social media platforms, or you can write me a message on my email, or alternatively, you can leave me a message here on the podcast or in any other platform that you share. I'll be glad to respond to your questions, comments, or suggestions on what I should speak on. And as I always do, I would like to shout out all the people who are listening to me from across the world. I'd like to thank all those people who have always been faithful across the world, in Europe and in Africa, in the US, in Australia. I would like to thank you all. Until next time, it has been a pleasure. God bless you, and of course, tune in again to listen to what I have to say. In the next episode, I'm going to speak about whom. Well, you can drop me a suggestion, and I'll make sure that I speak about what you'd like me to address. Thank you. Goodbye. I love you all.